House of Robots, written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein. Read by Jack Patterson. Includes a PDF of illustrations by Juliana Neufeld that is Mac and PC compatible.
Chapter 1. Hi, I'm Sammy Hayes Rodriguez. Maybe you've heard of me? I'm the kid everybody's making fun of because my mother made me bring a robot to school with me. The dumbest, most embarrassing thing to ever happen to any kid in the whole history of school. I'm talking about going back to the Pilgrims and Mayflower Elementary. I need to tell you a wild and crazy story about this robot that, I kid you not, thinks it's my brother. And guess where the dumb bot got that goofy idea? From my mother. Oh, guess what? My father is in on this idiotic robot business, too. He even called Mom's lame-o idea brilliant. Good thing Maddie's still on my side. Maddie's absolutely the best little sister anybody could ever have. Her blue eyes are incredible. Her eyes are bluer than that blizzard blue crayon in the Jumbo 64 color box. Anyway, Maddie and I talked about Mom's latest screwy scheme over breakfast, which, of course, was served by one of Mom's many wacky inventions, the Breakfastinator. Punch the button for Cap'n Crunch and cereal tumbles into a bowl, which slides down to the banana slicer, shuffles off to the milk squirter, scoots over to the sugar sprinkler, and zips down to the dispenser window. Want some OJ with your cereal? Bop the orange button. But, and this is super important, do not push the orange juice and Cap'n Crunch buttons at the same time. Trust me, it's even worse if you push Cap'n Crunch and scrambled eggs. Maddie and I always have breakfast together before I head off to school. The two of us talk about everything, even though Maddie's 2 years younger than I am. That means she'd be in the third grade if she went to school, which she doesn't. I'll explain later, promise. Maddie knows how crazy Mom and Dad can be sometimes. But to be honest, even though she's younger, Maddie keeps things under control way better than I do. Everything will be okay, Sammy. Promise. But you totally agree that Mom's new idea is ridiculous, right? I could die of embarrassment. I hope not, says Maddie. I'd miss you. Big time. And yeah, her plan is a little out there. Maddie, it's so far out there, it might as well be on Mars with that robot rover. They could dig up red rocks together. Okay, now here's the worst part. My mom told me that this wacko thing she wants me to do is all part of her most important experiment ever. Yep, I'm just Mom's poor little guinea pig. She probably put lettuce leaves in my lunchbox. Chapter 2. Mom's take a robot to school day idea is so super nutty she couldn't even say it out loud in front of Jenna Zagorin, a girl in my class who has a peanut allergy. Which is why my best buddy, Trip, can never eat his lunch at Jenna's table. More about Trip later, too. Promise. Anyhow, it's time to begin Mom's big, super important experiment. Me and a walking, talking trash can going to school. Together. Just pretend he's your brother, is what my mom says. I don't have a brother. You do now. Can you believe this? I can't. As for the robot, I don't think he's really going to blend in with the other kids in my class, except maybe on Halloween. He's already wearing his costume.
Good morning, Samuel,
he says when we're out the front door and on our way up the block to the bus stop.
Lovely weather for matriculating.
Huh?
To matriculate, to enroll or be enrolled in an institution of learning, especially a college or university.
I duck my head and hope nobody can tell it's me walking beside Robo Nerd. We're not going to college, I mumble. It's just school.
Excellent. Fabulous. Peachy.
I guess Mom's still working on E's word search program. I can hear all sorts of things whirring as the big bulky thing kind of glides up the sidewalk. The robot chugs his arms back and forth like he's cross-country skiing up the concrete in super slow motion. Without skis. I notice that E is lugging an even bigger backpack than I am. Maybe that's where he keeps his spare batteries.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?